Random House Audio presents Dragons of the Valley by Danita K. Paul. Read for you by Ariadne Myers. Chapter 1. Theft. Bilmandur stood in the doorway of the darkened hall. Shadows hid the statue he'd been ordered to steal. His heart told him to retreat. His feet wouldn't move. But the Kaiman, whose wildest flying lock of hair reached only to the Tumenhofer's knee, insisted that the statue be stolen. The artist cast the Kaiman a menacing look. The rude little man had startled him out of a sound sleep and proposed this ridiculous escapade. Bilmandur only wanted to go back to his chamber. In the middle of the night, the proper place for an aristocratic Tumenhofer was his bed. He had not had time to dress properly. He looked disheveled. He straightened his tie, but he couldn't do anything about his wrinkled shirt. He closed his fine dinner coat and fastened two ornate buttons. Bilmandur resented the fact that the small creature had managed to get him out of his bed, dressed, and actually contemplating the theft. An apprentice stealing the work of his esteemed master? Ludicrous.
"Come on," said Maxon.
His tiny hand pushed at the back of Bilmandur's leg.
"We haven't got all night."
"This is ill-advised," said Bilmandur. "Those statues have just been reunited. Why would your Wulder want one stolen?"
"Not stolen."
The Kaiman's disgusted look further aggravated Bilmandur. He winced at the high-pitched protest flung at him.